The incident we had in Sheffield recently, the e-cigarette, the end of it ejected out, or the hot fragments from the e-cigarette sort of exploded and ejected out to a distance with, you know, of about 3 metres. There was a similar one in a neighbouring brigade where, unfortunately, it resulted in the fatality of an elderly lady. There's some cheap unbranded ones on the market at the moment, and we believe the faulty and the overheating of the chargers, which is causing fires. We've had some examples where they've even ejected hot fragments over the carpet and over combustible materials. Unfortunately, at the moment, not all products are coming with manufacturer's instructions. So I'd advise you know, your listeners to ensure that if you do buy them, make sure you know you don't buy them from unregulated cheap brands, because there is no British standard for them at the moment. The frustration we have is that they're not regulated. We're aware that all electrical appliances are part and parcel of today's sort of society, you know, and we're aware of that. But we'd like to ensure that those that are sold are not cheap, unbranded, and that's why we're working closely with trading standards.